Undaunted, well, perhaps mildly daunted, Plank turned to other matters. Plank was often unlucky in life. His beloved first wife died early in 1909, and the younger of his two sons was killed in the First World War. He also had twin daughters whom he adored. One died giving birth. The surviving twin went to look after the baby and fell in love with her sister's husband. They married, and 2 years later she died in childbirth. In 1944, when Plank was 85, an Allied bomb fell on his house and he lost everything. Papers, diaries, a lifetime of accumulations. The following year, his surviving son was caught in a conspiracy to assassinate Hitler and executed. We shall turn to these other matters ourselves in a moment, but first we must make a slight but relevant detour to Cleveland, Ohio, and an institution then known as the Case School of Applied Science. There, in the 1880s, a physicist of early middle years named Albert Michelson, assisted by his friend, the chemist Edward Morley, embarked on a series of experiments that produced curious and disturbing results that would have great ramifications for much of what followed.